I feel like I should belch after that meal. This is Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country, Channel 63 on Sirius. And I mean Sirius.
Very serious.
And I'm here with some serious dudes.
We're the cast of Deadwood from HBO.
That's correct.
I'm Earl Brown. I play Dan Doherty.
I'm John Hawks. I play Saul Star.
I'm Peter Jason, and I play with myself.
Man.
Just about every one of these radio programs, we play a Johnny Cash song, and that's what that last one was. We had a friend of ours showed up. Hey, man, the horrers are here. Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm peeking and perking.
We'll get to that one in a minute.
Peeking and perking.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Okay. You promised me babes, and you delivered. I love a man.
I got a segue to make
Deadwood?
Here.
Is that Deadwood?
No. I got a segue to make.
Live.
Put that thing away and let me make my segue.
I got a knot in it.
I think that belongs at the craft service table.
Is that a wood knot? No, it's a Deadwood knot.
Anyway, I have a song queued up by a friend of mine, David Ferguson. I call him Fergie because I love him. You
said
know.
The craft service table, did you?
I did say that.
Yeah, I like that. I'll be there.
I'm getting to Fergie, man.
Oh, sorry. Go, Fergie,
Ferg worked for John for 23 years. He was his engineer. And Ferg played bass with Jimmy Martin during that time. He's also got a side band called the Steelheads. And they play trucking songs. So we're going to play Drive, Drive, Drive.
Is that a trucking song?
Now, what do you think?
Truck driver about life out on the road. If he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load. If there's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles. If he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles. And I ask him if those old trucking songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, 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 try to stay alive. Nothing in common with any man who's home every day at 5. All I do is drive, 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 drive. His greasy fingers trembled as he held on to the cup. I said, don't you hear a lot of music, see a lot of sights? If you'll tune into the Grand Old Opry Saturday night, I will dedicate you a trucking song to which you can relate. He said, you just do the singing and I'll do the driving, mate. All I do is drive, 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 try to stay alive, keep my mind on my Lord, keep my eye on. Nothing in common with any man who's home every day at 5. All I do is drive, 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 drive. All I do is drive, 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 drive.
I'm going down the Feather River Canyon. Gotta go down Donner Summit is closed. Another 80 miles and I sure am lonesome, cause I'll be late getting home. Road truck roll, take me to my baby, I'm tired of being alone. Road truck roll, I wanna see my baby. Road truck roll me on home. One of these days I'm gonna quit this old road. When I've saved enough money, gonna buy me a place back home and live a little, just me and my kids and my honey. Mama said little Danny's not doing too good in school. Said he keeps talking about his dad that he hardly knows. Teacher said he just sits at his desk and draws pictures of trucks. I guess I know what that means and what it shows. Well, I'm not home 3 months out of the year. And here lately it's showing on me too.
I saw a lot of country at first, and I liked it then. But anymore, there's just none of it new. Oh, what a long old haul this one's been. I've had rain most of the way, and now it's beginning to pour. It sure looks cold, that wind blowing up through that canyon. But I gotta keep my spirits up, so I guess I'll sing a little more. I'm going down the Feather River Canyon. Gotta go down, Donner Summit is closed. Another 80 miles and I sure am lonesome, 'cause I'll be late getting home. Road truck road, take me to my baby, I'm tired of being alone. Road truck road, I wanna see my baby. Road truck roll me on home. Road truck roll me on home.
Give me So she says, no, I want 5 oxen and 1 chicken.
Room fucking humor.
Mr. Tolliver.
Come with me, Leon. Ooh. Let Con calm down.
Yeah.
Well, Interstate 80, we was cutting the fog, just me and old Sloan. Old Sloan's my dog. We had an 18-wheeler with 10 on the floor and stereo, laying a strip. And then we spied a sign that says eat gas now. We decided to whip in and pick up some chow at the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Looking for Mavis.
The old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Now we've been every place between here and South Sioux, and we've seen us a truck stop waitress or two, but this gal's built like a burlap bag full of bobcats. She's got it together. While she filled my tank, I said, thank you, honey. Name was Mavis, I gave her the money. Old Sloan just sat there watching and wagging and wishing. I says, you wait in the truck, boy. Then I went inside. She says, what'll it be? I says, a cup of your best and a number 3. She came back with an order to go and a quart of hot C and a bone for Sloan. I said, much obliged. Old Sloan give a bark. I left her a buck and he left his heart at the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Well, Saturday night, and we was trucking along. Yeah, me and old Sloan was getting it on. I said, Sloan, I've been thinking on a getting up a courage, and tonight's the night. Well, I popped the clutch, gave Tranny a spin, took the BB Town ramp, and slid on in to the old home filler up and keep on a trucking cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a trucking. Oh, the old home filler up.
It never closes.
The old home filler up and keep on a trucking cafe.
Well, I got me stool, took a load off my shoes, made Mavis an offer that she couldn't refuse. I says, how'd you like to go for a ride with me and old Sloan? I just had my truck washed. She allowed us out, sounded like a whole lot of fun, but we was gonna have to wait until the dishes was done. And was it all right with me if she brought along her mother as a chaperone? I said, why not? Well, we geared that tranny into super low, and the four of us went to see a picture show. Yeah, I took him to the drive-in theater over by Pisgah to see True Grit. Saw the late, late show, old Sloan hit the sack, and then along about 2 o'clock I hauled him on back to the old home filler up and keep on the truckin' cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on
the
truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on the truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on the truckin' cafe.
8 stools and a promise. Got a real nice place there.
I was riding this 18-wheeler before they painted lines. Never made much money, 'cause I couldn't make no dime. Used to be a running battle between old Smokey and me. But now I got a 6-foot Shakespeare, me and old CB. Well, tonight I got the front door, can't always have the rocking chair. Big Ben's got that back door closed, just told me on the air. Just checked out the westbound, Roadhog said she's clean. Looks like a money-making run for me and old CB. Ace, the blue-eyed Indian, still runs with single drive. Old single drive, he's a ratchet jaw, but he keeps the night alive. And Jolly Jack, that beaver nut's checking covers on the seat. We're looking for a red pinto, me and old CB. There goes Circle City Peddler, boy, he's getting fat. He makes his turn at Derby Town, I couldn't live like it. The chicken coop is open, so is DOT. Hey, appreciate that info, Cisco, me and old CB. The California Devil, he's down at Market 25. He just hollered, breaker, breaker, hey, them bushes are alive. Now comb your hair, they're taking pictures down at 23. We'll give them a big 5-5 smile, me and old CB. Now look at that 4-wheel bear bait, just blew off my back door. Old Smokey gonna get him, that's a big 10-4. Now Hawkeye's had the hammer down since Nashville, Tennessee. He just saved some green stamps thanks to me and old CB. 8-Ball from Shaky City, he's talking to base. Coming on to that Cupid doll, you sound like a little pretty face. If he'd give me a breaker, I'd tell her to go on down to 3. She might be running single, like me and old CB. Windy City Charlie, he's down at marker 9. I just checked my 20, I ain't running far behind. Me and this 18-wheeler, well, we're just about home free. Made damn good time, didn't pay one fine, me and old CB. Yeah, come on in there, Roadrunner. Yeah, that's a big 10-4. That's the Continental Cowboys home 20. We see you on the flip clock and keep that shiny.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, "Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear." Well, I keyed the mic and I said, "You got it, Teddy Bear." And the little boy's voice came back on the air. "Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end?" I told him my handle, and then he began. "Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk. 'Cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk." I came back and told him to fire up that mic, and I'd talk to him as long as he liked. "This was my dad's radio," the little boy said, "but I guess it's mine and Mom's now, 'cause my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in a blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet, and I'm not much help with my 2 crippled feet. She says not to worry, that we'll make it all right. But I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me. But you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess that's all over now since my daddy's gone." Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little crippled boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down as I thought about my boy back in Greenville town. Dad was going to take Mom and me with him later on this year. Well, I remember him saying, "Someday this old truck will be yours, Teddy Bear. But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy Bear's going to back on out now and leave you alone, 'cause it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you." Well, I came back and I said, "Before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend?" Well, he gave me his address and I didn't once hesitate, 'cause this hot load of freight is just gonna have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street, 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for 3 city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little crippled boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home. and each driver said goodbye, and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, "So long, trucker. I'll catch you again." Yeah, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes. And I turned on the radio and I got another surprise. Breaker 19 came a voice on the air. Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true. I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4. And goodbye.
You're listening to Outlaw Country, and this is Deadwood Radio on Sirius Satellite. Told you last time the whores are here. Well, Leah's here, better known as Tess, one of the gem girls. She cleans up a lot better when she's not wearing that toe sack and she's bathed. Say hello to all the nice people.
Howdy, fellas. How you doing?
Listen to that.
You're supposed to be here next week.
I am, but I just wanted to stop on by and say hello. Didn't want to keep you fellas hanging, so I wanted to see how many boys were here so I know how many ladies to bring with me next week.
I don't know of a single boy that... I don't know of a single boy that hangs when he's around you.
Oh!
Ooh, yo, I don't like to keep my men hanging. You know, we like to get them nice and stiff.
Oh!
It's a good thing this is satellite radio. I think you're confusing us for Howard. Go over to 100. That's Howard. Hey, maybe we'll play butt bongo next week. Will Howard sue us if we do one of his things? No. All right. Next week, come to the show. Yeah. Bring the girls. Bring the girls.
Steve, how big is the listenership? 5 million people?
You need 5 million girls. Other than that, should be no problem.
All right, guys. I'll see you next week, then, with all the ladies.
All right.
Oh, sign me up. Please let me come back.
Girls, 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 girls. Going swimming girls. In bikinis. Girls. Walking on a wiggle and by. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Girls. On the beaches. Girls. Oh, what peaches. Girls. So pretty, Lord, I could cry. Yeah, yeah. I'm just a red-blooded boy and I can't stop thinking about it. Sailing sailboats, girl. Water skiing, girl. They'll drive me out of my mind. Yeah, 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 girl. Big and brassy, girl. Small and sassy, girl. Just give me one of each kind. Yeah, yeah. I'm just a red-blooded boy and I can't stop thinking about it. Girls, 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 girls. And when I pick up a sandwich too much, a crunchy, crunchy, a crunchy, crunch. Sweaters and short dresses, girl. Walking and a wiggling by. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Girl. Out boating, girl. Just a floating. Girl. So pretty, Lord, I could cry. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just a red blooded boy, and I can't stop thinking about girls, 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 girls. Thank you.
some fuck filthy from the mines. Breath rotten from his broken teeth. Piss reek and shit stink and fuck every hole in your body.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and then she painted my eyes and lived. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my ear. It was red velvet trimming and it fitting me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's runned off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. People came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. Wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life. I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. It wasn't long after a benevolent man took me in off the streets. 1 week later I was pouring his tea in a five-room hotel suite. Yes, you were. Charmed a king, a congressman, and an occasional aristocrat. And then I got me a Georgia mansion in an elegant New York townhouse flat. And I ain't been mad. Now in this world there's a lot of self-righteous hypocrites, they call me bad. And criticize Mama for turning me out, no matter how little we've had. But though I ain't had to worry about nothing from now on 15 years, well, I can still hear the desperation in my poor mama's voice ringing in my ears.
bastard.
Pussy whipped again. A fine mess I got myself in. Trying to be her buddy. Trying to make a woman my friend. Pussy whipped again. Blame it on the whiskey and gin. Oh Lord, I'm pussy whipped again. I took my male ego and placed it under lock and key. I swore no goddamn woman would ever make a fool of me. Then I met this barmaid and my whole damn world caved in. Heaven knows when she sucked my toes, I was pussy whipped again. Pussy whipped again. A fine mess I got myself in. Trying to be a buddy, trying to make a woman my friend. Pussy whipped again. Blame it on the whiskey and gin. Oh Lord, I'm pussy whipped again. I knew my chauvinistic ways would someday make her change her mind. Sure enough, she left me just in the nick of time. Her girlfriend took me around the world to places that I'd never been. She called my bluff and sure enough, I was pussy whipped again. Pussy whipped again. The fine mess I got myself in. Trying to be a buddy, trying to make a woman my friend. Pussy whipped again. I blame it on the whiskey and gin. Oh Lord, I'm pussy whipped again. Play it one time. Buddy, trying to make a woman my friend. Pussy whipped again. Blame it on the whiskey and gin. Oh Lord, I'm pussy whipped again. I said, oh Lord, I'm pussy whipped. I told you I couldn't take anymore.
Yes, you are listening to Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country, Channel 63 on Sirius Satellite Radio. And we just heard, well, a bunch of good stuff, didn't we, Earl?
Pussy whipped again.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
That always brings a tear to my eye.
Doesn't it? Me too. Yeah, I recall a time or two when I could relate to that.
That and Teddy Bear, I need tissues.
different some reasons, but I need tissues. I can still smell them.
Hey, who are we, Earl?
We're the cast of Deadwood.
Oh, I forgot.
That's
yeah.
And
I'm Earl, as you've so nicely pointed out. I play Dan Doherty.
It was just I'm Peter. I play Con Stapleton.
I am John Hawks. I play Saul Starr. What's coming up here?
This is the shameless self-promotion segment.
Oh, goddamn.
I think we should step aside. We should give one of our friends the lead-off cut in this segment. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How about 50 Cent Haircut, those guys?
All right.
A Los Angeles band that, well, both our bands have played with. Terrific bunch of guys. Great players. Excellent dancers, flashy dressers, men about town, and rock on tours. So
August 6th, we're going to be back at the Knitting Factory. Our band's King Straggler and Sacred Cowboys.
That's right.
You can find both at www.sacredcowboys.com. And
King Straggler, two G's, .com, not Strangler, please. KingStraggler.com. We were on tour this summer. It was great. It's so nice to be back, getting actual sleep in an actual bed of my own. It's enjoyable. Life's beautiful. And what do you think?
Well, hopefully in a few weeks that their schedules will allow it and they'll be playing with us at the Knitting Factory. But this is 50 Cent Haircut.
time, be proud of who you are. Shout out this rebel song.
We're joining America, and it's full of lying, thinking cocksuckers that you can't trust at all.
Her body is a question mark. I've gotta know why. I'm looking for the truth in a beautiful lie.
questions appear in my head. Counted all the blessings through the good times and bad. Lived through the hurt and I fought through the blame. Begged for forgiveness too many times to name, but now I know better. And I kneel to a throne. Ask for permission from those who'd agree. Rode out those fences with all apologies, but now I know better. I know how to help my way. So when it comes to you, don't leave your soul to waste. Alright. Candle, I'll be gone when morning comes. Riding with the wind, I'll be running with the sun. Keep me in your conscience when you're looking to get down. Make your love your freedom, don't bring your weapons round. It's now no better.
You're in outlaw country. For the last 2 hours, this has been the Deadwood Radio Show with cast members of HBO's Deadwood, of which I'm among them. I want to say thank Peter Jason for stopping in this week. Hey, come back next week, man. You're funny.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
You got to tell, there's some stories you're going to share with us next week.
Telling nothing.
You've been telling them when the mic's down. We're going to get you drunk.
You're going to get me drunk? Well, then I'll tell them. I'll tell them all. And bring that girl back, will you?
You know what? They're scheduled to come back, and she is bringing friends. That wasn't a joke.
She better have some.
All right. So next week.
Because I'm addicted to this stuff now, you know?
Tune in right here, Channel 63, for the Deadwood Radio Show, the Gunslingers, the Gold Diggers, and the Cocksuckers Radio Review. Ouch. We're going to close out with two more friends of ours. You might recognize their names. It's Rodney Crowell
and Rosie Flores with Wanda Jackson.
Well, we